she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Let's pray. Father, we ask that you'd bless these next few moments. God, that you would take these words and that you would plant them deep in our hearts. God, that it might take root there, that we would be changed people from having not just known about these truths or understood them, but God, from having just been saturated in it, that it would change us. Thank you for the truth of this. Help us to get a hold of it this morning. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And you can be seated. I want to share just a couple quick thoughts with you this morning on this idea about God with us. More people than ever are dealing with loneliness and different kinds of brokenness in their families. We've been through multiple deaths in the church family just this year. And all those dear people are facing their first Christmas with a newly empty seat at the table. And then for many, we're already dealing with loneliness, dealing with loss, dealing with some kind of brokenness in their families. Some of them are able to physically be here today, and I'm grateful for that. Some are not. They're watching the live stream. The continuing pandemic has added a bunch of, you know, ups and downs and all the craziness that goes along with that. There's added stress, extra grief, extra division, extra heartbreak. For those of you that are in that boat, I want you to know that I've been praying extra for you. Sometimes I think some of the grief that comes to some people at Christmas is because it is so bright and there is so much joy and there's all this good stuff. And then sometimes if that's sort of missing in your life or there's some big chunk of brokenness that's heavier than all that, it can kind of seem even lonelier because you're kind of like left out. Those bright lights sometimes throw some things into very dark shadows, it seems. But I want you to know if that's you. And I know for many of you it is. I've been praying extra for you. Some of you by name, but all of you at least in a general way. We want to do everything we can here at church, of course, to make you feel included and loved and part of the service, part of the church family. But more than that, I've been praying that even in the midst of increased isolation and loneliness, that you might find a new depth of sweetness in knowing the presence of Jesus. Some watching the live stream, I've been praying for many of them a lot. I know the loneliness and the isolation has worn a lot of you down a lot. I want you to know that I'm praying specifically for you. To know about this God with us. The presence of Jesus is hope. It's not the fix to the other problems that we might think it is. For those of us that things are maybe going better in our lives and there's not some big obvious chunk of brokenness, there's not really joy there either. However it looks on Instagram. Somebody say amen. God with us is about God's presence in these things, but I want you to know that the arrival of Christ, the presence of Christ in a situation, does not necessarily change our circumstances. I've been so grateful for the abiding presence of Jesus in my life this year. I'd like to tell you this morning that every year that I walk with Jesus, he doesn't get more present. His presence is what it is. But I do become more aware of his presence. And that is the sweetest and most wonderful thing. But I want you to know that even though Jesus has clearly been present with us this year in my family, we still went to the hospital with Evangeline a bunch of times. I was asking Heather this morning, and I think we went to the ER four times this year. Evangeline's seizures have been worse than ever. At one point this year, we took turns all having RSV, and on it goes. It was a tough year in my family. It was a tough year in a lot of ways. So the presence of Jesus does not mean that we did not have any problems, or that Jesus made our life really easy or really comfortable. The arrival of Jesus didn't necessarily change our circumstances. So what does it mean that Jesus is present? If it doesn't mean the circumstances change, and sometimes, of course, it does change the circumstances, but not necessarily. That's not what it's primarily about. So what is the primary, what is it about? That is, God is with us. I have four things I'd like to share. Number one, the fact that God is with us means that he understands us. God is not just up there, far away in heaven, far away from our problems and our hurts and our experiences as humans. He came to be near to us so that we can be sure that he understands us. Many of you know the special kinship you have with someone you share an experience with. Raising kids, you have an instant connection with other people who have survived that bit of trauma. Parents, isn't it a blessing when someone who's never raised kids tries to tell you how you should raise your kids? Yeah. They need to do it first. Somebody say amen. Amen. Right? Because you get this kinship when you've been through a similar thing. Serving in the armed forces. Going through a similar trial. I've shared before, special needs parents. We have a secret handshake you cannot learn until you have a special needs kid. God with us means that you have a special bond of having gone through the same things with God. How cool is that? That these griefs and hurts and losses and heartbreaks, you have something in common with God. Because he went through grief and loss and hardship and heartbreak. Hebrews 4:15 says, "For we have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." God with us means that God understands. When you're feeling really lost and sad and broken, you can talk to God knowing that he understands. Number two, God with us means that God helps us. God is not just the cavalry that we have to call in when we really get into trouble. He's not like the police or the firefighters when you call 911 and then wait for them to arrive and just pray they get there in time. God with us means that God is right there in the room already when you need help. He's always near, and he's always ready to help. Emmanuel doesn't mean no trouble. Emmanuel does mean no trouble alone. You never have to do it alone. Psalms 46:1 says, God is our refuge and our strength. He is a very present help in trouble. He's present. Therefore, will we not fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea, through the most traumatic upheaval you can imagine, God is present, and he's there to help. Number three, God with us means that God changes us. God does not change my circumstances as often as I wish that he would. But God is regularly in the process of changing me. By our faith in Christ, the Holy Spirit has been placed inside of us. Spiritually, we've been placed into Christ. And that fundamentally changes us. It's the new birth. It's new life. It's a living hope. God with us means that we're not the same, that we have been transformed by the loving power of our Savior. I love the way 2 Corinthians puts it, 5:17, it's there in your outline. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things passed away. Behold, All things have become new. That's really good news. And then finally, and this is why they pay me the big money right here. God with us means that he's with us. You didn't see that coming, did you? Now, I know that's obvious. But boy, is it wonderful. The more I grow in my relationship with God, the more this is the only thing that really, really matters. It's just having God with me. This is one of the key insights of Moses, I shared this last year, who didn't want to go to the promised land unless God was going also. It's really an incredible thing. You read the story in Exodus. God, you know, the Israelites just keep sinning and disobeying him. And God finally says, I'm not going with you anymore. I'm going to send you an angel. And I'm going to have this angel just kill all your enemies for you. And you can just walk into an empty promised land and have it. That sounds like a pretty good deal, especially when you consider all the problems they had from all their enemies and the giants and all the things. Like, take the angel, have him just kill the enemies and let us go. But Moses' reaction to that is so amazing. And at first it seems odd. When you've walked with God a little longer, you understand it better. In Exodus 33:15, Moses says back to God, he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. Moses says to God, God, if you're not going with us, I don't want to go. Doesn't matter, the angel's going to go. Doesn't matter, it's the promised land. God, if you're not going, I'm not going. Better than any gift we could ever get. The real blessing is the blesser. Jesus is greater than any blessing. He really is perfect. The longer I walk with him, the more I realize he really is wonderful. He's more than wonderful. And even though he leads through the valley of the shadow of death sometimes, he goes with me. The more I'm aware of his presence, the more peace I have, the more rest I have, the more hope I have, the more joy I experience. Because Christmas, this is cute, but it's good. Christmas is not about our presence. It's about his presence. When you have Christ, you have everything. And he has freely given himself to us. Look how far God went so that he could be close to you. I mean, to you. Think about how far he went to be close to you, so he could be with you. Look at the love of Christ for you. Emmanuel, God with us. Wow. Whatever your Christmas season has been like, whatever the holidays look like for you, whatever the next days look like, I hope that you'll just get this settled in your heart. The season is not about the presents or about the lights or the cookies. It's a little bit about the cookies. It's not about those things. It's about this incredible reminder of Emmanuel, God with us. He may not change your circumstances. He may not bring you the gift of comfort or ease, but he's given you the gift of being with you. So you can be sure that he understands what you're going through. You're talking to somebody who understands. He's there to help. He's your refuge and your strength. He'll change you, taking the old things out and putting the new things in. And no matter what, he's going to be with you. All right, let's just close with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you that you are Emmanuel. I thank you for being with us. We know that on our own, we could have never made ourselves fit to be with you. There's no way we could climb up to heaven or be good enough to go there. Thank you for leaving heaven to come here to be with us. Thank you for changing us, for being our help and our refuge and our strength. Lord, together we pray for those that are still dealing with the fallout of loss and brokenness and grief, who are still struggling through loneliness and isolation, for whom this season has been painful, even reminders. God, would you give them the sweetness of knowing your presence, of knowing it in a bigger and grander and more sweeping way than they've ever known it before. Lord, for those we love that are in our circles that maybe don't know you yet, God, we pray they would soon come to know you. Lord, for those of us who do know you, we pray that you would help us to rest in your presence. Thank you for being Emmanuel. Bless all these folks. Encourage them, strengthen them, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, well, we're just about done. We're going to sing Joy to the World. I think Elder Don's going to close us in prayer. We're going to go home. So if you're able, why don't you stand? Let's sing Joy to the World here together. Just a couple of verses of it.
Be seated for a minute. Since we're early, I'm going to take a little liberty here. Easier to ask forgiveness than permission, right? It just hit me. It was such a beautiful song, Stan. Thank you. And if you're like me, a while ago when I first heard that, where did he come up with Beulah Land? You know, and I thought, well, I'm going to give you a quick explanation because it just fits so well with the message this morning. And it's in Isaiah 62. And if you've been here long, you've heard us talk about the Isaiah 59, where truth has fallen in the street, and how we feel that so much in our country and in the news. Well, just a few chapters later, it's just about God being with us, I think. It's 62, just verses 1 through 4, and then I'll let you go. But it says, beginning verse 1, "For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory. And thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land be termed desolate. But thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah. For the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married." Let's pray. Father God, we do thank you, Lord, that in the midst of the turmoil and the busyness and all the craziness in our world, that we can claim our own little land around us, whether it be at home or here in our church. And Lord, that we can just seek your righteousness and that we can bring you glory. Lord, that you would delight in us. I just pray that for us all this holiday season, that you would just continue to remember us. Thank you, Lord, for being with us, for understanding us and helping us and actually changing us, Lord, to be more like you. What a blessing it is that you are with us. We thank you for it. Thank you that you are indeed the greatest blessings of all the many blessings we enjoy.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Dismiss us now in safety and in your love. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. 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 You are dismissed. Be sure to drive safely. It is slippery out there, as you know. Thanks for coming.